Here's how my 7-year-old son sold me on the idea of keeping a 5-foot-long snake in my house. When my son turned 7 this August, we decided we were going to actually spend some money and get him a special present because it had been a tough few years. Our youngest son has some medical issues, and we just thought, you know, let's get the older guy something special. And we thought maybe it'll be a some special Harry Potter thing or, you know, a Star Trek something. But he said he wanted either a Nintendo DS or a snake. So, Nintendo or snake? So my immediate reaction was, you're getting a snake. Because I don't want a video game in the house that's going to eat your mind. So we just started researching snakes. Didn't want a snake. We were viscerally skeeved out and frightened by snakes. We had nightmares literally about snakes. But there was something about the snake that kind of enchanted our son and brought him out of himself in a way. What's interesting with the 7-year-old boy is that they can do both the hard sell and the soft sell at the same time. So they can do the hard sell by saying, let's go visit the snake at the pet store. Let's visit the snake at the pet store. I really want a snake. And then they can do the soft sort of, oh, mama, if you don't want to get me a snake, you don't have to get me a snake. I love snakes, but I don't have to get a snake if you don't. And so, you know, it was both sort of reverse psychology and direct taking me to the pet store every time we passed it to go and look at snakes. So we thought, well, if we're gonna jump onto the snake thing, we need to do some research. And we found out that there was a certain kind of a snake that is called a ball python, which curls into a ball when it is afraid. So it's which I like, and maybe I relate to, and it doesn't strike out really. And it's apparently a docile snake, which basically means it's a stoner snake. But immediately when we put out the idea of a snake to the family, because the snake's very expensive, we thought maybe people would contribute to the birthday, everybody weighed in. My parents were a snake in the house? You can't have a snake in the house. A snake won't love you back. My mom was doing the hard sell on my son. I found out he would go to her house and she would be like giving him all these terrible reverse sell job about boa constrictors eating babies. And another friend tried this one. This was great. She said, here are 3 words you don't want to ever hear. Where's the snake? So eventually our son won out. And then I found out from a friend that apparently in some cultures, snakes are symbolic of power and healing. And since our youngest son had been not well, and our eldest son didn't have a lot of power in that situation, I thought, well, maybe there's something to this, and maybe this would be sort of empowering for him. So we got Squeezy, and Squeezy has been with us for a few months now, but what we realized is, we have now been sold on the snake. Squeezy is pretty beautiful and he feels cool and he's really interesting to watch. He's sort of shedding his skin now. And in a way, we realized we've sort of shed our skin. Our son sold us on the idea of conquering our fear and our paranoia. And we now feel a bit stronger about things. We realize there wasn't that much to be afraid of, and he feels that he has got a lot of more power, and I think part of the power is that he has convinced an entire family, friend set, and parents to do something that they really didn't want to do.